Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me. Today is February 5th, 2020, and we're going to take a look at the weekly Intuitive Astrology of February 5th to February 12th. We're going to talk about the upcoming Leo full moon. We'll take a look at Venus entering Aries, and we also have Mars approaching a conjunction to the galactic center. So we have some energies moving us forward as always, and all planets are still direct until Mercury retrograde begins on February 16th. So you could still feel that energy of really moving things forward. You have the energy, you have the desire, you have even the resources and the connection showing up for what you are needing to take on and embark upon as we move into 2020. So as always, we'll take a look at the astrology over the next week, but I wanted to begin with a fascinating update about the sun's energy cycle and how 2020 is once again a very rare beginning point for humanity. So scientists are saying that the sun is moving through part of its solar cycle called the solar minimum, also known as a grand solar minimum that lasts for 3 decades. And it's essentially when the sun is less active. It emits less solar flares, and it moves through a cycle that drops the temperature on the planet by up to 1 degree. So think about how much we rely upon the sun's energy, light, warmth. Think about how the sun brings us a lot of resources, a lot of solar power, and of course lights up our lives, so to speak. Well, the sun is always moving through its own energy cycle, and the grand solar minimum is something that happens when the sun has weaker output. The sun isn't as vibrant. And they liken it to a hibernation energy. So the sun emitting less energy, less warmth, less sunspots, less solar flares affects our life on the planet. And the planet dropping even 1 degree is significant. So they're calling this a mini ice age. It has been talked about for a few years here and there, and they've been watching the data and tracking the cycles and looking at what all this means. Of course, you can Google it. But essentially, we're entering a cycle of a cooling down on the planet. And it's quite fascinating how this is showing up as we are moving through many other energy cycles on the planet. They say that the grand solar minimum can last for about 33 years, and this in turn will have effects on our daily life. You can go to the practical realities of food and how we grow food, the agriculture business, and how we rely upon certain temperatures and the earth to grow food. So there's many things to be aware of right now and to look at it in terms of how this affects our practical daily lives. This is certainly a noteworthy cycle, and it's something that we want to be aware of and keep an eye on. And not only does it relate to food, it would relate to how we live, the resources that we use, our health, and how we take care of ourselves as the Earth's temperature changes. So I feel like this is very important and, of course, something to keep an eye on, as I said. And, of course, it will affect you differently based on where you live on the planet. But this is a cycle that has happened before. And they say the grand solar minimum happened in 1650 to 1710 was the last time this cycle of the sun's hibernation happened. So I'm really intrigued by this, and I'm going to keep an eye on it, and we'll keep talking about it as this information comes out. But I like to look at it in terms of the practical parts of our lives, right? And the food we rely on, and maybe we all need to build a greenhouse right now so we can grow more of our own food. What can you do to plan for these shifts and these changes? You know, how does it affect even the use of solar panels and solar-powered everything? When the sun is weaker, when the sun is not as vibrant and strong, that surely affects some things that we've probably taken for granted and we didn't realize we were relying on the sun so much for. So I want to share that with you because I think it's very important and it's good to think about. And again, you can certainly track this online through various resources and scientific data points. You can look at the Farmer's Almanac. They are calling it a mini ice age, and it is too soon to know that, of course, but that's basically how they're characterizing it. And it's certainly affecting the land mass and the energies that the poles, especially the North Pole and Canada and Iceland and the northern areas of the globe where they get the coldest temperatures, as well as Antarctica. So think about where you live. If you've been experiencing colder than normal weather conditions during the winter, if you've been experiencing colder summers, look back and think what you've been experiencing in your own neck of the woods and what that has done to your daily life. And then if this trend continues as it's forecasted to, think about what that means for the food that we need and how we live, our clothing, and so on. Astrologically, I would characterize this under Uranus in Taurus, which is Taurus being the Earth and Uranus being these developments that shake up our daily life, that have us look at something in a bigger way, in a broader way, that pertain to our daily needs, our resources, how we live our life, how we find stability. And then I also think it's interesting how this global cooling, if you will, is happening during Pluto's voyage through Capricorn, which is associated with winter, and then into Aquarius, which is also associated with winter. How in the Northern Hemisphere, Capricorn and Aquarius are the times when we go within. It's a time of the winter energies, and it's something about what is essential and what is not, understanding what is necessary, what you need, removing excess, removing what is no longer useful and something you don't need for the journey ahead. Capricorn is the energy that begins winter here in the Northern Hemisphere, and then Aquarius is the fixed sign that solidifies winter, with the astrological season of Aquarius being typically the coldest times of the year. So it's fascinating how the outer planets, specifically Pluto, moving through these winter energies are certainly, the energies are just showing up through the sun cycle as well. Okay, well, let's get to more of the astrology of right now. So here we are, moving into February. Mercury is now in Pisces and in the retrograde shadow zone, which means that anything that comes up right now, chances are it's something that you will be working with and trusting a process till late March. And that is when Mercury will move out of his shadow zone on March 30th. So we're in this place of understanding that there's a completion happening. And we also have Venus moving through the last few degrees of Pisces. This is also an energy of completion. Venus went through a full cycle of the zodiac without a retrograde, as she was last here in April 2019 when she began a cycle in Aries. So now she's completing an energy that started in April 2019. And this is often a time of quiet, calm review, looking at what you're needing to shift and change, what no longer serves you, what no longer fits in your heart, what no longer feels good. And Venus is always asking us to check in with our self-love, how we're accepting ourselves, how we're taking care of our hearts, how we're honoring ourselves and that we're doing our very best. And this Venus is looking for some quiet right now and the opportunity to be by herself and to listen. And then on February 7th, she's going to enter Aries. And she enters Aries with a lot of gusto. And that's because Aries is that beginning point of the zodiac. It's the point of initiation. And it's where we come into a place of self. So Venus enters this strong, independent, fiery Aries energy, and she's ready to go. But what's key is that we're always wanting to raise our consciousness and look at what is really true for you now. So as Venus has a few quieter days here before she enters Aries, there is a winding down and allowing and acceptance that's quite strong. And then when she enters Aries and begins a new cycle that will include a retrograde, because Venus will be going retrograde in Gemini, and that is going to be her communication, her throat chakra, the words that she says, how she expresses from her heart. That will be happening in May 13th, to be exact. She goes retrograde in Gemini. But she's beginning this new cycle that's asking her to truly honor and accept who she is now. It's also an energy of, I'm going to say balancing, but also integrating the feminine and the masculine. And that's because of how Aries can be very masculine, assertive, and come across in a very strong way. It's asking you to merge these parts of yourself and to just be more conscious of them. Because Venus in Aries wants to put her pedal to the metal and take off, there's something here around, be very clear around what you're creating next. And Venus is a very creative energy, very expressive, wants to make something beautiful and wants it to connect with what she really adores and loves. What are you creating now that connects with your sense of self, what you've learned, what has come about for you, and what matters to you? And this is going to be an interesting story here over the next week, because Venus is also going to be conjunct Chiron. Now, Chiron is at 2 degrees of Aries, and Chiron is visiting this 2-degree mark for the third and final time. Chiron was first at 2 degrees of Aries in the middle of 2018. So if you can remember what was happening for you back then, it was specifically June, July, and a part of August of 2018. Chiron at 2 degrees of Aries was opening up something new within yourself that perhaps resided in your consciousness that you weren't certain about. It had a vulnerability. It had a sense of, is this really me? How could this be me? It has lots of questions with it, because Chiron brings up questions first. And it brings up the areas that we're not confident in, that require our love, that require our self-acceptance, that require our care. So in the middle of 2018, something came up here in this part of your chart at 2 degrees of Chiron. Then Chiron revisited the same area in 2019, late March and April. And then Chiron came back here and hung out for a bit in October, and then again in January 2020. So the full cycle was the middle of 2018, two times in 2019, and now again, January 2020 into February. You've been working through some new parts of your self-identity that you've had to gain confidence in, that you've had to accept about yourself, that you've had to understand, this is who I am now. And if you are between 49 and 51, this has been part of your Chiron return, which happens for everybody. And it's this new sense of self that perhaps you've been feeling and sensing, and now you're meant to own it. So here comes Venus, conjunct this Chiron at 2 degrees, and she's helping you gain this independence and this new sense of self that you can honor, that you can love, that you can really value, without giving it away, without thinking you have to shift it or change it. It's simply this big lesson in self-acceptance, self-love, self-value. And it's all meant to fortify and strengthen your self-worth and who you are as a person, in your own individual spirit, in your own sense of, this is who I am now, and it looks different than even a few years ago. The energy of this week is asking you to love and accept this part of you that needs to be an individual, that needs to be yourself, and that you've been gathering or gaining confidence in this area of your life. And it is where that 2 degrees of Chiron is in your natal chart. Whichever house this energy is in is where this new beginning is happening and emerging. But it could feel like you haven't been able to gain traction because you've still been moving through a deeper process. I think that when Chiron moves forward and away from this 2 degree point, there's going to be more strength that happens. And the 2 degrees of Aries has been very strong because that's where Chiron has stationed direct and passed over a number of times. So this is something to be aware of, that it could be that something is going to show up for you over this first half of February that brings up how you're loving yourself and how you're accepting yourself. All the Venus themes, of course, and this could show up through relationships, through friendships, through connections with women, through money, through how you feel about money. Anything that is mirroring or reflecting back to you how you're loving and honoring yourself. So just stay aware of that and be very clear and be in an observer mode as well of how you're feeling, or if you're being triggered, or if something's coming up that's that sore spot. I bet you're going to find a pattern or something that emerges as a reoccurring theme. And I think that this conjunction with Venus and Chiron is ultimately asking you to say, come on now, let's get strong in this. Let's love this about yourself. Look at everything you've done well. Look at what you've done best for you. Look at how you've stood strong in your independence. Because Aries is that sense of self. So I hope that something gives you a clear, solid message of self-love. And you could even set that as your intention, that you know that you love yourself, you value yourself, you honor yourself, and that everyone in your life and everything in your life, all energies in your life, must meet that vibration, or it will be very clear to you where there is a disconnect. So that brings some big fire to the sky. And then, of course, we have the upcoming Leo full moon, which is on February 8th or 9th, depending on your time zone. And this Leo full moon is happening at 20 degrees of Leo, and it is forming what's known as a bucket formation in the sky. And I do have a video for you on YouTube that talks more specifically about the Leo full moon, so I won't go too much into it. I don't want to repeat myself, but essentially there is a bucket formation where all the planets are gathered together, starting with Mars in Sagittarius, all the way to Uranus in Taurus. They're all on one side of the zodiac. And then you have the moon in Leo on the opposite side of all the other planets. And the bucket formation is that all the planets are in a bucket, and then the moon is the handle of the bucket. And so that brings a strong emphasis to this Leo moon, and it brings up awareness of what's in your heart, what you want, what you need, sense of self, your desires. It brings you back to this part of your chart, because if all the planets are on one side of the chart right now, and these are all the transiting planets, that moon, that full moon is in Leo, is illuminating the other side of your chart and saying, don't forget about this. Don't forget about what you need and how you feel strong and what matters to you. So that 20 degrees of Leo being a full moon is illuminating a desire, something that you want. The Leo energies pertain to romance, children, dating, sex, creation, personal expression, all the things that lend their personal creation energies, how we create based on who we are and our own unique energy. So it's quite an interesting full moon chart because that moon is alone, which gives more power and emphasis to that moon. And you could even see it as, well, the moon is on stage and Leo loves the stage. And then the other energies, the other planets are the audience. And that would relate to the Aquarius energies is the audience. So you have this dynamic now of putting your heart on stage and putting your heart out there, or taking a risk on something, or shifting away from where your focus has been. And how can you honor that and do something of the best and highest good with this Leo full moon, where something comes up that, again, you didn't see before because of how that full moon always illuminates. And it's meant to shine a light on what's inside of you. So this feels like a very energized full moon. And it also relates to how Mars is in Sagittarius, trining the moon, sextiling the sun in Aquarius, that Mars is energizing, and that Mars is approaching a conjunction to the galactic center at 27 degrees of Sagittarius. And this is part of a cycle that started in late November. And that is when both Jupiter and Venus were conjunct in Sagittarius on the galactic center at 27 degrees. So they initiated something that actually activated the feminine energy, and that would be Venus, right? So Venus energy was very strong. Again, the self-worth, the self-love, the feeling very aware of who you are, because it's connected to the galactic center of cosmic consciousness, of expansion, of more of what's outside of our typical daily lives, what's outside of how we think and how we process. There have been these downloads of understanding around who you are at a soul level. But it started with the feminine energy and really getting a boost from that Jupiter conjunction, meaning all of us are activating more of our feminine energies. And that's, of course, a very big cycle that we've been moving through for a number of years. And that's part of the balancing of the energies on the planet, is that we've had to really step into that place of love. And it's a new love. It's a higher love, a soul love, a galactic love. It's not human love. It's not conditional love. It's been an opening to what it means to hold the frequency of unconditional love within you for yourself and for others, but then how that changes relationships. How there's been relationship changes and shifts where you're meant to see where you've shifted permanently and how that matches up with other people. Again, this can be through relationships, partnerships, friendships, you know, family, any and all people in your life. But Venus has been really requiring new levels of respect and love and understanding, first from ourselves, and then we bring that into all areas of our life, and it shifts the energetic connections we have with people. And it could be that if there's been something rocky or something uncertain or something that's not connecting, there could be this sense of your energy has shifted because you're consciously aware of what's happening, and other people are seeing that you're different. You could also have the experience of noticing where you need to do more work, or where others are stuck or need to do more work. Like, there's this big awareness that's been coming through when every planet goes over the galactic center. And then this month, with Mars conjunct the galactic center, we're understanding where we need to take action and where something needs to change, where there are new desires, new motivations, new intentions to follow. And if something has just been in your awareness, in your head, you've been contemplating it, sitting with it, Mars conjunct the galactic center is a trigger that moves it forward. And so it moves you forward, and it could show you where other people are ready to move forward or not. So that's February 12th and 13th when Mars gets that blast of energy from the galactic center. And pay attention to your body, what you energetically feel called to do. This is also an elevation in our body consciousness that you could feel at a cellular level. And you could feel it as a shift in what you want, who you are, what you need, This is where also the masculine energies are being permanently upgraded. Sometimes it shows up through ego, unhealthy ego or false ego. Other times it shows up as healthy confidence and true strength and a very clear understanding of purpose. So I feel like it's interesting how our feminine and masculine energies are being realigned with a bigger energy source of the galactic center. And this is shifting our relationships. This is shifting who we are and what we want. On Monday's show, I talked about how Venus and Mars are moving through very different energies in February and March, and how the feminine wants to do one thing, the masculine wants to do something else, and that it would be wise to honor that in yourself and to look at the parts of yourself that are perhaps not quite in alignment right now, but don't force anything if you can. Just allow each to be in their own respective places. And that's how the realignment needs to happen. It's almost like let the feminine be over here in her room, let the masculine be over here in his room, each one doing their own thing. And then there's going to be a connection in early April when both Venus and Mars are in air signs and they'll be ready to talk. But there could be something unfolding now after these really big energies of January 2020, after the eclipses, after the shakeups and the challenges and the things being rattled and rolled, that the downtime is necessary, the separation is necessary, and it can be very healthy as well. So there's this interesting rewiring that we're all going through, and that's because we're all energetic beings and we sense and we pick up on what the other is doing and moving through. So it's a very interesting time for the Venus and Mars energies right now. And Mars is going to have a strong burst of energy the middle of next week. Mercury is also playing into this slowdown as Mercury in Pisces is moving slower and requiring us to trust what feels right, to get out of our heads, to not overthink it, to look at where our minds are going off into places or where we don't have all the information just yet. I feel like there's something here that's asking our energies to feel safe during a transition, to stay open as we move through maybe some bumps or shifts or changes. Mercury in Pisces is going to be trining the North Node in Cancer, and that's at 6 degrees of Cancer. This trine in the water signs often helps our hearts, helps our emotional body, can help the fear body. It can help the feminine energies that are looking to understand. There's an opening energy here that supports what you trust in yourself and what you know is right for you. Mercury also brings to that North Node in Cancer more understanding and perhaps more of a spiritual insights into what your transiting North Node in Cancer has been learning to trust, learning to feel, learning to understand in yourself, and the flow of it all, being in the flow of life, being in the flow of receiving, trusting how it's good to have changes and to allow things to move through you, to not stay stagnant or stuck on anything in the past. So I feel like this Mercury trining the North Node in Cancer is helping you be in acceptance and forgiveness around something that maybe has been in your mind or in your head, helping you see what you were learning, helping you look at how you can always trust what feels right for you, and that is one of your best beacons, that's one of your best guidance systems. So this feels very loving and kind. It's also quite a private energy. So it could be too that, you know, whatever you've been working through on your own, we all have our areas of life that we heal on our own terms, our own timelines. This could give you something that allows you to release a story from the past, an emotional imprint, something that you thought, you know, it was one thing, but it could be something else that you felt it very personally. That you held on to something, you were carrying or holding resentment. Some of the lower expressions of Cancer You know, they don't let something go because they're stuck in the past, or they keep revisiting old information, old stories, and looking at what was. Now is the time of being in that place of what you were learning, how it benefited your heart, and what you can now take forward that will be good for trusting yourself even more and trusting the wisdom of your own emotions and the wisdom of your feelings. Yes, the sun is in Aquarius, and I realize I haven't talked about that yet, but that's because this is a very interesting Aquarius season where the sun in Aquarius is traveling by himself, and he is alone right now and not connecting with other transiting planets. This is actually something that the Aquarius energy does well, that independent thinker, being outside of the conversation at times, being aware of what's happening in your own mind and honoring that. So the sun traveling alone could feel like there is a conversation or something you're doing internally that you're not sharing with others, or that you just need to hermit, be in your own space, be in your own mind, and to trust that. Again, a lot of this energy right now feels quite internal, and it feels like we're each digesting and processing some things at a very big way. And it's about not only what has been completing and ending, but what's next, and what are you choosing, and what are you committing to, and what do you want? And it feels like a part of this February energy is helping us make some clear choices, understand what has been, you know, cleared out and released, but to make sure we're making the choices from a place of power, not from a place of limitation, from a place of truth, from a place of understanding, from a place of stronger belief in what can manifest and what can happen, even if you don't know all of the answers or the path or all of the ways something can come together. It just feels like there's some type of centering energy. Centering in yourself, centering in how far you've come, centering in what is necessary going forward and what is not. Because as you gather your own energy back, and I'm feeling it as like these fragments that went out to others, to other people, other situations, like they got tangled up, and it looks like some of them are cords or fishing hooks that got tangled up. It looks like it's energies that all went out. Now we're bringing things back in and we're reeling it in, but it's meant to be clearer. I'm also feeling like it's less. It's interesting. I feel like a lot went out, but less is coming back in simply because of what you had to cut out and release that you didn't want back in. You're like, nah, you can keep that. I don't want that back. I don't want that energy back. I don't want to participate in that. I don't want to be connected to that. It's a good time to be quiet, to go within, to listen, to also get out of your mind, so to speak, and get into your body's consciousness, your body's energy, your body's movement, what you feel drawn to do, allowing that wisdom of your body's, like I see it as all these cells, right? This like cellular sparkle that is communicating to us, that's telling us or showing us, this is what I have energy for. This is what I want to move into. This is what I want to do. And this is what I don't want to do. So looking at what messages are coming through right now is going to probably surprise you and reveal more about what is in alignment with who you are. And as I said earlier about this Mars conjunct the galactic center, we're getting new energies around what we want to do, what we need to do, what we must do as part of the soul's intentions of this lifetime. Because our minds can have a certain understanding and thoughts and preconceived ideas about what we're going to do in our life. But we're getting new inspirations right now that are reconnecting us with that soul purpose and soul mission work that really truly calls to you. So when we get quiet, when we can make time for that, when we can hear that, then we really are fueled with where our energy wants to go. And yes, we still have commitments and things to take care of. Saturn and Pluto are still conjunct in Capricorn. They're not exactly conjunct, but they're still close together, only 2 to 3 degrees apart. So we still have this intense pressure that we're wanting to move through and move past. I talked about it as that panini press of feeling like you're just in it. You know, you're in the ringer. There's something that you have to permanently change. And perhaps the strategy or the plan for doing so has been very slow. And it hasn't been something you could rush through and solve and be done with by Monday. It's been a very ongoing process. Capricorn is where we have our commitments, our responsibilities, our contracts. These are our legal contracts. These are our soul contracts. These are the contracts we make to grow and to really mature. So there's been a maturing energy for all of us through this time. And it's also mastery. Now, we say mastery, and it means a lot of great things, but it also requires us to operate in a new way in the world, to not go back into those lower areas of consciousness, or to at least stay aware of when our shadow energies come up, when our fears come up, when we're operating out of ego. The mastery here is evolving your self-awareness, showing you how you've grown, and you could feel like you've grown in very big ways over the last number of years. And I feel like what I'm seeing is how we've grown into our hearts, we've grown into our feminine, we've grown into our feeling body and into our emotional awareness. We've grown into where we were disconnected from more of our gifts. And we've grown into places in ourselves that we cannot deny, that you cannot ignore, that you cannot, you know, put away or put on the back burner. This is part of a huge heart awakening, a rising of consciousness and more of who you are. And that all relates to your mastery. But honestly, it can be painful, you know, and it can bring up a lot of things that were unexpected, unaware of, you didn't see in yourself, you didn't know you were doing that or operating this way. You know, that's something that I think is pretty universal. When we raise our consciousness, when we move into these new places of soul growth and personal evolution, we see who we were and allow that to be a teacher. Allow yourself to be your own teacher so that you've learned the results of something. You've learned how something has brought you what you want or didn't want. And you can look back and self-assess if your heart was included in the decision-making, if your desires, if your truth, if your creativity, if your intuition were a part of the process or not. Because I feel like there are millions of people around the world right now who are going to start navigating life in a whole new way. And that can be uncertain or scary. You could feel like you're out of your comfort zone, you know, that you're out of your element. You've never done this before. Similar to any new thing that you're learning, what you're doing now is actually walking with more power and strength in yourself. And it does take time. It does take ongoing practice. And you are ready for it. You know, you want this or else you wouldn't be doing this. So there's a part of you pushing you forward. There's this soul energy guiding you forward, reminding you of what you're capable of. And I feel this as a very excited, bubbly energy of support, an energy of benevolent love, an energy of it's going to be okay. And sometimes we just need to hear that. It's going to be good. It's going to be fine. Things are going to show up. Things are going to connect. Can you keep trusting? Can you keep following the actions that you need to take and keep walking in the world with this truth, but also with this bigger connection to your heart? So the opening of the heart energies and the heart chakra, it can make people more emotional. Because there's been all this stuff that's been stuffed down, like a French press coffee maker. It's been stuffed down and it's been bottled up. And then the volcanoes happen, or the eruptions, or the release, or the body feels it. There could be a physical healing crisis that unfolds. There could be something that needs to get out. So be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with others. Understand from a higher soul perspective, this is simply part of the collective energy field. This is something that we're going to have benefits from if this is something you've been feeling personally. But understand how we are becoming the new humans, the new version of what it means to be working with the feminine and masculine energies in a healthy manner, working with all parts of yourself, working with your spiritual self and your intuitive guidance, your spiritual gifts. All of that is now available to you in this current energy and going forward. So it's actually a quite inspiring time. It's quite exciting because of everything that is available. But understand too that you're strong enough and you're ready for this new chapter. And there's a part of you that perhaps has dreamed about it for a very long time. And that could be through many lifetimes as well. So that's what I'm seeing as the overall energetic picture here of what we're moving into, and how 2020 is supporting us, and how we're able to make choices and decisions that perhaps were not available before, that you can trust it, you can honor it, and that whatever you've been through or whatever you've been moving through, make sure you're traveling with your power, and make sure you're traveling with your higher self and your soul consciousness, meaning you're not staying in your ego. You're not staying only in your mind. You're listening and accessing other energetic messages and frequencies that are reminding you of who you are and what's possible in this lifetime. So it is a quieter time in some regards, but trust that that is necessary. That's always part of the energetic balancing that we go through. And I hope that you're able to perhaps put together some areas of healing for yourself with this Chiron in Aries at 2 degrees, as well as the planets moving over the galactic center and how it's changing us into, it's like these bigger energy fields. And it feels like it's quite encouraging, and it's a reminder of your soul's truth. Absolutely, a reminder of your soul's energetic truth. So I'm going to leave it there for today's weekly Wednesday podcast. And you can certainly go deeper into February if you want to check out the February monthly webinar that's available now. Information is below this podcast. And you can also still check out the 2020 Soul Growth Astrology webinar if you want to look at all of the big astrology of this year, including the eclipses. So there's great ways to understand how this is showing up for you, how these energies are working with you, and how you can continue to stay in your power and make the best possible choices for yourself. So thank you for joining me, and I'll be back here on Monday for another special podcast episode. I so appreciate you all. Thank you so much for listening, for your time, for your energy. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online or over at consciouscoolchic.com. Have a beautiful Leo full moon, and be sure to check out that video I have for you on YouTube as well. Okay, well, I will see you next week, and many blessings over the week ahead. Thank you.